5. The ideology of change. Obama was raised largely in Hawaii, and he attended college in California and New York City. Yet he ended up working in the poverty-ridden housing projects on the mean streets of Chicago's South Side. From studying the life of Martin Luther King Jr., Obama knew Chicago well, long before he ever lived there. Chicago was ground zero of the Northern Civil Rights Protest Movement Martin Luther King led in the 1960s. The South Side, as Obama himself said, is the capital of the African American community in the country. Obama has called Chicago the birthplace of community organizing. The story of how Obama got to Chicago begins with the story of how Obama ended his college years. What drew Obama to Chicago's South Side was the prospect of pursuing revolutionary change from within the system. In his book, Audacity of Hope, Obama tells us he was a pure product of the 1960s. As the child of a mixed marriage, he explains, his life would have been impossible, my opportunities entirely foreclosed, without the social upheavals that were then taking place. Born in 1961, Obama explains he absorbed much of the 1960s through his mother, whom he describes as an unreconstructed liberal, who was inspired by the civil rights movement and believed in tolerance, equality, standing up for the disadvantaged. But rather than admiring those values, Obama puts his mother down, saying her understanding of the 60s was limited, both because of the distance of leaving the mainland and living in Hawaii or Indonesia since 1960, and by her incorrigible, sweet-natured romanticism. Obama distinguishes himself from his mother's pre-1967 liberalism, implying his leftist views came from the years during which the far left hardened. What made 1968 a dividing line? In 1968, the civil rights and anti-war movements were both radicalized. For those of us who lived through those years as politically conscious adults, even the mention of 1968 immediately triggers the memory of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. being assassinated on April 4, and Robert F. Kennedy being shot on June 5 and dying the next day. Then there are the images of Jerry Rubin, Abby Hoffman, and their street protests, and the resulting police riots during the Democratic National Convention that nominated Hubert Humphrey for president on August 29, 1968 in Chicago. Obama tells us directly that his understanding of the 1960s came from his adolescent rebellion, and that he had become fascinated with the Dionysian, up-for-grabs quality of that era. Obama also wrote that he found his vision of the 1960s through books, film, and music, being soaked in images of Huey Newton, the 1968 Democratic National Convention, the Saigon Airlift, and the Stones at Altamont. Huey Newton was the co-founder of the Black Panther Party. The Saigon Airlift, which didn't occur until 1975, represented the final defeat of the United States in the Vietnam War, and the 1969 Altamont Speedway Free Festival was known as Woodstock West, an ill-conceived drug fest and rock concert marred by at least one homicide and multiple accidental deaths. If I had no immediate reason to pursue revolution, Obama wrote, I decided nevertheless that in style and attitude, I, too, could be a rebel, unconstrained by the received wisdom of the over-30 crowd. Still involved with drugs at the time, Obama admitted, his rejection of authority spilled into self-indulgence and self-destructiveness. In 1979, he entered the largely white, prestigious, private, liberal arts Occidental College in Los Angeles. There Obama began to realize that his form of rebellion contained, within itself, its own excesses and its own orthodoxy, which is a candid admission that even rebellion reinforced by marijuana and cocaine was no longer enough for Obama. Evidently, Obama's drug use had become habitual. At Occidental, Obama describes himself as being as indifferent toward college as most everything else. In the autobiography, Obama describes a college party at Occidental, complete with drugs and alcohol, blended with Billie Holiday music. "I fell back on the couch and lit a cigarette, watching the match burn down until it tickled my fingertips, then feeling the prick on the skin as I pinched the flame dead," he wrote. "What's the trick?" the man asks. "The trick is not caring that it hurts. Put simply," Obama told us, "I had learned not to care." Obama wrote that his friends at Occidental were chosen carefully. The more politically active black students, the foreign students, the Chicanos, the Marxist professors, and the structural feminist and punk rock performers. Obama said they smoked cigarettes and wore leather jackets, and at night they discussed neocolonialism, Franz Fanon, Eurocentrism, and patriarchy. Obama tells of how he explained to a girlfriend that reading Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness was important, not because the book was about Africa or black people in Africa, but because it taught him about the white European who wrote it. "So I read the book to help me understand just what it is that makes white people so afraid," he told Regina. "They're demons. The way ideas get twisted around. It helps me understand how people learn to hate." When Obama discovered Occidental had a transfer program with Columbia University, he applied. "I figured